Fighters, I recently read a post in our free Facebook group a couple weeks ago. There was this guy who got himself into a situation where he was tied up on a several month long project and underbid the job by over $25,000. He said that he worked for free the last 2 months of the job and now has no work, no money. I even put a bunch of money on his credit card to finish the job for materials because they were threatening legal action. Okay, I don't know if you've ever been there, but I can relate. In my book, Winning the Contractor Fight, I tell the story of I sold a $28,000 job that cost me $45,000 to do it. It took me 14 months because the guy GC'd his own job. He was a total idiot. I was a bigger idiot because I played along with him. Right. So it was in my first year of business and it was a huge lesson. In fact, I joke that it was my MBA, man. That's where I got probably 75% of my business education. And a lot of those things you guys are benefiting from because of the pain I went through over those 14 months and the lessons that I learned. But back to this guy, bottom line here is he didn't know his numbers, still doesn't know his numbers. Let's say he did know his numbers, but during the sales process, he was the client's little bitch and he negotiated against himself. He didn't stand his ground on his pricing, whatever, you know, basically he did not weaponize his sales process to work in his favor and it caused a bunch of problems. He basically has went into this business thing unprepared. Nobody determines your fate but you. You are exactly where you are in your life, in your business, because of the choices that you've made. And one of the choices that you can make right now is to surround yourself with some total kick-butt men and women in the contracting industry by getting your ticket to Mile High Profit Summit 2024 in Denver. Guys, listen, this is the last Mile High Profit Summit. You're not going to want to miss it. We've got an amazing lineup for you, and it's all designed to help you live a profitable life, build a profitable business, and get everything you want as a business owner. Hit the link and join us in Denver. You know, guys, every day that we wake up, our feet hit the ground is a day to fight. And you're going into battle each day as a business owner. So I was thinking about this guy and him not being prepared, and it made me think of if you were at Mile High in 2023, you know that I shared a story of when I was 9 years old. And there was a situation, I was 9 years old, this guy Doug in the neighborhood, who I used to be really good friends with, he challenged me to fight him. And at this place called Church Hill, it was a church and it was on a hill, and we used to go play there when we were kids. We'd sled down the hills and play football in the field and all that other shit, right? We all had those places growing up. Doug challenged me to meet him at Church Hill after school, and I didn't go. And then he challenged me again, and I didn't go. And several times I didn't go. And then my dad caught wind of this. Now, my dad, you know, listen, was a blue-collar guy. He was tatted up, all tatted up before it was cool to be tatted up. Especially in the town of Wheaton, Illinois, that I grew up in, very religious town. I think at the time there were probably 700 churches in the town. Pretty crazy. Wheaton College is there, big Christian university, this and that. So you can see that the blue collar, tatted up, cigarette smoking, beer drinking guy, you know, didn't fit in that well, right? Anyway, Doug challenged me. I didn't go. My dad caught wind of it. And because my dad didn't want me to be a pussy, he actually made me get in his car and he drove me to Church Hill to meet Doug. I got out. I was terrified. I wasn't ready. I didn't know how to fight. Didn't know how to defend myself. I was unprepared. And I got out, sheepishly walked over to Doug, tried to pull some shit that I saw on TV when guys would fight. It's comical thinking back to it. And I got my ass beat, all while my dad sat in the car smoking a cigarette. Now, I got my ass beat because regardless of the desire that I had to win, I was not prepared. And when I think about this as a contractor, you know, and guys, this is also what I shared at Mile High last year. This is what one of the things that drives me to get you guys prepared to win the fight is I know what it's like to go into a battle and not be prepared. I got my ass kicked physically there. And it was honestly one of probably several times growing up where I got my ass kicked. This time, you know, my dad drove me to the fight. The other times I smarted off to the wrong guy and learned some lessons. But as a business owner, you know, the job I shared with you where it was, I sold for 28 grand. I got my ass kicked because I wasn't prepared. My question for you today is, how many beatings are you going to take? How many days are you going to continue to get up and get the fuck kicked out of you? This is preventable. The ass beatings in your business are preventable. And basically, now I want you to stick with me here, all right? Stick with me. See us through to the end of this podcast. See, you need training. You need coaching. You need mentoring. Now, we have Battleground. It's like a whole $7,000 a year. It's like 19 bucks a day. We got our Mile High event. A general admission ticket is around $1,000. We have workshops for 10,000 plus. There's other coaches, other programs. Shit, I've had a lot of them on the show. And you could, you know, get help from 10, 20, 50 grand, whatever, from all of them, whatever. The point here is that, guys, you are going to write a check no matter what to pay the tuition of learning the game of business. Let me say that again. You're either, and I'll put another word in there, you're either unintentionally going to write a check to pay the tuition of learning the lessons, or you're going to intentionally write a check to invest in yourself and your own development so that you could be prepared. So back to this contractor who I started the show with. He didn't just underbid the job by $25,000. Okay. I'm going to break this down. Let's pretend, and I know where he lives. He's in a major city. It's expensive to live in that area. And let's just say he's planning on paying himself $100,000 a year in his pocket. Forget company revenue, all that other shit right now. It doesn't matter, just for him. All right, which by the way, the $100,000 is the minimum he should be making based on where he lives, because it's fucking poverty if you're less than that. So guys, he worked 2 months for free, which you break down the $100,000 a year personal income, that's $8,300 a month or so. All right, so he worked free labor for 2 months, which is $16,500 roughly. The material that he put on his credit card was a little over $10,000. The interest he's going to pay is going to be a shitload on that credit card because it's going to compound and he doesn't have any fucking money to pay it off. So let's just call that another $3,000 conservatively, because God knows how long that balance is going to sit there. And then you got the 2 months that he worked for free. That cost him at least another $16,500 and missed opportunity where he's not working on other projects to generate fucking income. This doesn't account for the stress, the strain on his marriage, his mental and physical health, all those different things. Guys, we're at about $40,000, $45,000, $50,000 to learn this fucking lesson. He's paid at least $40,000 or more in tuition. And again, that doesn't include all the other jobs throughout the years in business that he screws himself. Now, I'm going to say this. You don't need college to be successful. Our society will tell you that you got to go to college and all this other bullshit. I think it's starting to swing. I really do. You don't need college. You don't need the formal education, but you do need an education. And many of you are continuing to take these beatings, but you never change your behavior. And if that's you, you need to unfuck the situation. The good news is that when you commit to being a professional, deck builder, GC, remodeler, painter, flooring guy, electrician, roofer, landscaper. When you commit to being a professional, you will see your business education as something that saves your ass. You'll see it as an investment. Many of you guys are viewing these things as an expense. They're only an expense if you don't take the knowledge and do something with it and change your fucking behavior. So I have a challenge for you today. Obviously, this is a down, dirty, quick show for you because I want to get right to the point. My challenge is this. Hire a coach. Go to the event. Surround yourself with other people that are like-minded in a community. Okay? Go find your people and commit to investing. Make it a part of your forever business investments that you make. You pay a cell phone bill every month because it serves you and it helps make you money if you're using your cell phone properly or your website or the fucking piece of equipment you bought. You're investing in all these different things, but I sadly see so many contractors not investing in coaching. See, a coach is designed to take you from point A to point B and help you save the pain along the way. The pain of just the stress, the years that it takes to learn certain lessons, the financial, you know, aspect of it, all these different things, all these different pains. That's why we hire a coach. We want to win faster. We want to win at higher levels. And so whether it's something that we have going on here as part of the Contractor Fight or it's another program or whatever, listen, of course, I drink my own Kool-Aid. I think we have the best fucking training in the world for a contractor because of the way that we approach it. But if we're not a fit, at least make the commitment to go find somebody that is for you. All right. So here's my challenge for you. If you want to check out more of what we got going on in the fight, go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground. Just go check it out and invest in yourself. You are paying the tuition no matter what. At the very least, fucking be intentional about it. I'm out.